Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Donnie Cash's White Trash Revival.
Oh, yeah. Oh, motherfucking yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is the White Trash Revival, episode 48, on section86.com, might I add. I'm your host, Donnie fucking Cash. We started off the show with a little Nashville pussy with I'm So High. Let me tell you this. I am a big fan of Nashville pussy. And I'm also a fan of Cincinnati pussy. I'm a fan of Louisville, Kentucky pussy. Fort Wayne, Indiana pussy. Any pussy I am a fan of. Even if it's hairy cherry, I am a fan of it. Now, folks, on this show, I got an interview with the better half of Wayne the Train Hancock. That's right. I will be interviewing his wife, Gina Galena Hancock. That's right. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and sprint into this first set before my buzz wears off. You know I've been drinking that high gravity lager, nigga. Yes, Lord.
Is Gay Pride Week. Now, I got no problem with gay people, except for my many problems with gay people.
Start off this set here with, let me see. Oh, yeah. 10 miles of bad road with You'd Better Run. Following that was The Squirrel Hunters with Pig in a Pen. And ending this set was Tyler Jakes with Going Crazy. I'm already there, folks. Yes, I am. Well, let's see here. I don't have nothing to talk about. But, fuck. Let's get in this next set, shall we? Shall we get in this next set? We shall, motherfuckers. Quit being ungrateful, you cocksmokers.
Feel the fear, 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 the fear I will not go down in history as the greatest mass murderer since Adolf Hitler.
Perhaps it might be better, Mr. President, if you were more concerned with the American people than with your image in the history books.
Okay, you can stop now. That's good. Gifford!
Wish I could remember just what it was I'd done. Did I stick my finger or my penis in your bum?
Now, what is so damn funny?
I could have sworn you said meow.
Do I look like a cat to you, boy? Am I jumping around all nimbly-bimbly from tree to tree?
No.
Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
No.
Well, do you see me eating mice? Hey, you stop laughing right now.
It may be the coming of the judgment day. They're a sign, it's no doubt, of the trouble that's about. I say, my friends, you better start to pray.
They're a terrifying sight as they fly on day and night. They're a warning that we better mend our ways. Better pray to the Lord when we see those flying saucers. It may be the coming of the judgment day. People say these saucers might be someone's foolish dream, or maybe they were sent down here from Mars. If you just stop and think, you'll realize just what I mean. comet through the sky. You should realize the price you'll have to pay. You'd better pray to the Lord when you see those flying saucers. It may be the coming of the judgment day. Saucers might be just a sign that if peace doesn't come, it may be the end of some. So repent today, you're running out of time. When you see those saucers fly like a comet through the sky, you should realize the price you'll have to pay. Better pray to the Lord when you see those flying saucers. It may be the coming of the judgment day.
All right, dirty dick motherfuckers. Starting off this set was a gal which goes by a Broken Heart Pro, and the song was You Don't Know. Following that was Buford Pickens, not to be mistaken by my uncle Buford Pusser, you know, motherfucker that walked softly and carried a big stick. But the song was called Puddle of Shit. How nice is a song like that? And ending the set was Dry Branch Fire Squad with You Better Pray. Oh. Oh. You better pray to the Lord when you see those flying saucers. Yeah, that's what it is. Couldn't read my own fucking writing. I write like a fifth grader. Read about like one, too. Excuse me, I was drinking a little high-gravity lager. What'd I say? Oh, yeah, I write and read like a fifth grader. But I fuck like a porn star. Who's the man? Oh, I am. All right, folks. It has just been confirmed. Next week's episode, which will be episode 49, I will have Jason Punkneck on the show. He'll be talking about his tour, his ever-so-long tour, his albums, his wife, and many other things. So, that will be on next week. So, how about we go into this next set, shall we? Oh, wait. I got something I want to say. Went to the grocery today to get a dozen eggs and a high gravity lager and a Colt 45. So I walk in, and down the very end of the aisle I see this fucking old man, probably in his 70s, wearing a pair of suspenders and some fucking dress pants. And then I see his lady friend, his wife, girlfriend, whomever. She pats him on his ass and pinches it, and I'm thinking, hell yeah. I was wanting to holler, hell yeah, you old motherfucker, go ahead. But the thing that tripped me out the most, when I saw him on the next aisle, she had a shirt that said, something about Jesus and being a Christian. I'm thinking, you freaky little Christian bitch. You ain't no cougar, because you're old as fuck. You're more like a saber-toothed tiger. Go on with your bad self, slut.
Time. I ain't going nowhere.
If looked as good as you, I'd still be in the middle of a horrible marriage.
Thank you. I am moving as fast as I can.
You probably move faster if you ate a healthy diet, decreased your alcohol intake, and reduced the extracurricular activity with your lady friends.
I might as well be dead.
Ooh-wee, was that a set or what? Well, fuck, starting off was Big One Man Band, which goes by the acronym BOMB, with This Darn Band Ain't Getting Me Laid. Well, I'll tell you what, if you're in a band and you can't get laid, then fuck, you got something wrong. But I'll tell you what, I could probably be in a band, I probably couldn't get laid. Fucking whores and sluts. Following that was Star Anna with Devil Don't Remember My Name. Well, I can tell you this. The devil knows my name because I'm in bed with that motherfucker. I have a first class ticket to hell. Yes, I do. I sure enough do. Ending that set was Big Smith with My Overalls Don't Fit Me Anymore. I do like Big Smith. Well, fuck. Let's go ahead and get in the little Bob Wayne. Yeah.
Well, she has long black hair. At night, she walks in Los Calles. My advice to you, son, is beware. Your mother, she got sick down in Mexico. She died right in my arms. La Diabla was in the corner weeping. She plays a black guitar. Her name is the devil. Son, listen to my words. Her house, it's the house of darkness. Just don't look into her eyes or listen to her guitar. I said don't look into her eyes, son, or listen to her guitar. She cast a spell with her eyes. Tonight I join Con Tu Madre. Son, tonight is the night that I die. There's a priest just south of Juarez, of whom La Diabla is scared. Have him teach you De La Brujaria. Only then, son, are you safe from her stare. her name is the devil. Son, listen to my words. Her house, it's the house of darkness. Just don't look into her eyes or listen to her guitar. I said, don't look into her eyes, son, or listen to her guitar.
That was La Diabla by Mr. Wayne and his Outlaw Carnies. And that right there was for Gina Galena. God damn, I wish I had a fucking name that rhymed. That sound cool as fuck. Oh, and speaking of Gina Galena, here you go.
All right, folks, with me on the phone, I have Gina Galena Hancock, Wayne Hancock's better half, might I add. How are you doing? So, first off, tell me how you and Wayne met.
I met Wayne in the biggest thing that I can tell. And that's when he and I, I met him in Fort Smith, Arkansas, but a year later, then I met him when he played at Chelsea's.
So it was pretty much love at first sight, I take it.
I guess so. I mean, I guess we weren't really expecting anything, you know. We were just hanging out, and we liked each other, and we just kept on hanging out. Eventually, we got married.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no expectations. Just kind of let it all fall into place.
On my show, sometimes I can get vulgar and foul-mouthed, but I'm going to keep it real gentlemanly with you, Miss Hancock.
That's okay. I curse like a trucker.
Oh, man, that's sweet.
Yeah. So, I don't fuck around.
Yeah, hell yeah. So, you used to be in a band called the Camptown Ladies.
Yep.
You want to tell the folks about that band?
Yeah, it was with Melissa Carpenter and I. We started it in New Orleans when we were hungry and needed some wine money, so we started playing on the streets. And then we went back to Arkansas, and then we started digging, and we still played the streets, and then we entered the Pantyhose Companions Talent with Talents under 2000, and we got picked 6 out of 800 entries. And I flew to New York, and we won third place. And we entered the Pantyhose Companions Talent with Talent in the 2000. And we flew to New York City, and we won third place. So that was pretty cool. And then that got us off of the streets and into bars. And so we started playing the local clubs and weddings, and it was pretty cool. And then, you know, we were just a duo, and we were almost like a hillbilly novelty act. Pretty silly, not really serious, you know. But anyways, so Ross was a friend of mine, and we just kind of went back and forth to playing whenever we were each in town. And so she's in Austin now with a new band called the Crawford Family Band, which has been incredible. And I'm just checking now, but that's three CDs at and my
space
page. That is special.
You plan on maybe sparking something up in the future? Maybe get
probably not. We tried it last winter, but you know, I don't live in Austin, so it was really difficult, you know. And plus I hadn't played in like 3 years, you know, I've been on Florida with Wayne, and so I haven't really picked up my banjo or played much. I had no calluses, and I've got these long fingernails, and it was just like, I don't know, it just kind of, it was hard to get back into the groove, and then driving to Austin, you know, all the time. And of course, we knew making money, you know, so I was paying for planning it, and so probably not.
Okay. You do most of, or should I say all of, Wayne's bookings and all that good stuff?
I don't book anymore. I used to book them. I booked for like 2 years. And then, you know, the booking just fell in my lap, you know. He was like, he was having trouble with his old booking agent, and he was like, well, I'm using it, you know, since I've been on the radio game, and I know all the promoters, and, you know, I know the, you know, the booking was just falling into my lap, you know. And then it was good, I kept them on the road for 2 years, but, you know, because I'm not really established booking agent, you know, it was really hard for me to get them into, like, bigger venues and bigger, you know, which she deserves to play in front of a huge audience, you know, instead of little clubs where it's hit or miss, you know?
Yeah.
So we put the new booking agent in Chicago, AST Booking, and they're incredible. And then now I'm booking Lucky Tub, which Lucky is new at playing, and I'm semi-new at booking, so we're kind of working together and building each other up, you know, and but I still manage Wayne. I wrote all his merch, I ordered all his merch, I make his merch, I deal with his record company, and tour manage, and do his laundry, cook his dinner.
It seems like Wayne is always out on the road. I mean,
yeah.
How often do you get to go out with him?
This year I went in March for a tour, and then that was it, but, you know, I used to tour with him for 3 years, and then I was booking him, and selling his merchandise, so it was like too much Wayne on the brain, you know, it was every day, Wayne, 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 you know, the only break I got was when he was on stage, so that's why I stayed home, and I was like, okay, I can't. You know, I need to have a life, my life. I mean, I love his life, our life, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, it's, you know, I need to miss him. You know, it's good to miss him. So I probably go on the road with him, like, twice a year, which is good. So, it all depends how much work I have to do at home and try to go to sleep there with him, hopefully, in August.
Yeah. So having to miss him, as much as he tours, you probably miss him a lot.
Yeah,
but it's better than wanting to strangle them. Yeah, that's what goes on at my house. My wife wants to strangle me all the time.
Yeah, I was like, ah, too much of each other. We end up being like brother and sister, like, but no, it's good. I mean, we talk on the phone every day.
I interviewed Dogbite Harris. Have you heard of him?
Yes, I love Dogbite.
And he was telling me a story about, I forget the whole thing of it. I'd have to go back and listen to my interview, but he was saying that you was there and you can be a real firecracker.
I guess we had merch set up and he was like, you can't sell stickers here, you know? I'm like,
yeah, that's what it was. That's exactly
yeah,
what it
I'm
was.
Like, I said, how come? And they were like, well, because people stick them on the wall. And I'm like, I don't think people are going to pay $2, $3 for stickers to stick on your wall, you know? But whatever. Yeah, I mean, I can get irritable as anybody else, but it's probably because I'm half Sicilian, and the other is Irish, so.
Yeah.
And they seem worse, but.
Yeah, I think it's awesome that Wayne's got him a gal that stands right by his side.
Oh. Well, I love him, and I love standing by his side. I do.
So, tell me about how him and Lucky Tub came together.
I don't know how they met, but they were already friends, you know, before I met Lucky. And, yeah, I don't know how they met, but I know that Lucky was calling up Wayne saying, hey, I want you to sing on my new album. And so Wayne and Lucky, they recorded, and they're almost like two peas in a pod. They're alike in a lot of ways. Pretty crazy. So it's kind of good to see him hang out and make some music together.
So how much did he have in Lucky's new album?
He's got two songs. He and Lucky wrote Quest, and then they're singing Hillbilly Fever together.
Yeah, I gotta get that CD. He's coming up my way. Maybe I'll have to go up there and awesome. So, being the wife of a phenomenal singer in this underground scene, how many folks have you got to meet?
Oh, man, I've met so many people that, you know, half of them I consider some of my best friends in the world. I mean, it seems like the whole USA is like one big city to me, you know? It's like, it's wonderful. I met some famous people. I met Brian Setzer, which that was pretty cool. And they meet all kinds of people. I can't even name them all. It's wonderful. I love it. The promoters, owners. Great.
I know last week I did a show about the Muddy Roots Festival, and I played probably my favorite song, which is 87 Southbound, because I did the show playing everybody that was there at the Muddy Roots Festival, and that's a song I truly love.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So, what does your husband have coming up in the future as album-wise?
Well, it's looking like it's about... It's starting to slowly get into that pace. He tries to do one every other year. And he's been dying to do a new one. So he's written a few songs, and he's kind of slowly getting in that mode again. And, like, the thing with Wayne is, like, he doesn't really prepare for anything. You know, he's like, okay, it's time to make an album. And then, bam, he'll just spit it all out. It's crazy. I don't know how he does it.
Well, he's a genius to music, I must say.
Yeah, he is. I mean, we all could learn a few things from him, really. He's an incredible writer, singer. It's just it's wild how his work, you know, how he does it, you know. It's like anybody else would sit down and, you know, write a song. Or he just kind of, like, spits them out in, like, different times. Strange. He's a strange man.
So when he's away from the road, what do you and him like to do?
Oh, I cut dinner, we go down to the river, we go fishing. He's got a bike, so he'll ride. I don't ride with him on it, but it's his deal. Yeah, it gets away from the Xbox, so that works.
Yeah.
And we'll go get a bed and breakfast. You know, we try to do that like 4 or 5 times a year, just get like a nice room and kind of vacate from our own house, which is nice. We like to travel. Sometimes we'll come home from the tour, and then the next day we'll go for a trip, he and I.
I hope you do the driving.
No, he does the driving. He loves to drive.
Really?
He's born to drive. If anything should ever happen to him musically, like where he couldn't perform anymore, he could totally be a truck driver. I mean, he's a driver. If he's not driving, he's either sleeping or he's fidgeting with his hands. He's all antsy and jumpy. And he gets on the wheel and it, like, pacifies him, you know?
Yeah. That's
fine with me.
He has a lot of driving, he does.
Yeah, and he's proud of it.
I know a trip with the family to Florida for me in one night killed me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a long drive.
I can imagine what he goes through.
Yeah, he's comfortable, so it's just like you could be sitting at home watching TV. It's almost the same thing.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
Watching the road.
I sit on my butt and watch TV all the time. So, on his new album, might you be a guest on there?
I don't know. We've talked about it. You know, they always say, hey, maybe let's write a song together, and then they're like, okay, let's do it, and we don't, so, I don't know. I'd love to.
Well, I think you should still be in the scene, because, you know, for being on the MySpace page and hearing what I heard with the band you was in, I thought it was pretty darn good.
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, when I went up with him, he would call me up once in a while, and I would go up to sing a song. That's pretty cool, but... You know, then again, it's like, I don't want to be, his wife, you know, so she has to go up there, you know, kind of type thing, and I don't know.
Well, I think it's phenomenal that a guy like him has got somebody like you in their corner, because, you know, it's probably hard doing all the traveling and all that stuff and having a home life at the same time. That's probably why a lot of the folks in it don't do it. But I think it's real cool.
Yeah, understand, I guess. I mean, it's the life that we choose, and he chooses her. You know, he was doing it way before he met me, so it's not like I'm surprised or anything.
And, yeah, I think it's awesome that your gal understands it, because, you know, he's got plenty of fans, myself included, and thank you for letting him go out there and pleasure us.
Heck yeah, heck yeah. And then when he comes home, then I can love him twice as hard.
Maybe I should become a singer or something and go on the road all the time. Maybe then my wife will love me.
It will, but it does. You know, if you get this time away from each other, you can really appreciate, you know,
yeah,
time you do that together. And, you know, we're married, so we hope that, you know, in the future, you know, when he does settle down, if he ever does, you know, we'll have time then, but...
Yeah, maybe I should do that.
You should.
My gosh, now it's like, oh, as soon as we said I do, everything went downhill from there.
That's what I hear with a lot of people. Yeah. We're lucky we don't have that problem, really. I guess because we were both married before, I guess. I don't know.
What is your favorite Wayne Hancock song?
Oh, man. I really like them all, but if I was stuck on an island and I could only have one to listen to, I guess it would be, I like Back Home. That's a good song. And he wrote that on that same stretch as 87 Southbound.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool, but he didn't release it until later because they were so similar, but I love that song, Back Home. Every time I hear it, I almost want to cry, like a happy cry or something.
So has he wrote any songs about you?
Yes, he's written a few. One of them is, like, real cheesy, and I tell him that all the time, and he's like, it's a damn good song. But it's, like, real sappy, and it just makes me feel embarrassed, so he doesn't play anymore. And one of them is like, hey, baby, I wrote a song about us, and I was like, oh, cool. And then we're in the doghouse now. And I was like, great. Lovely. I love it. And then I guess he wrote it because somebody said that, oh, now that Wayne is married, his songwriting is going to be all cheesy and sappy. So he kind of wrote that as like a point, you know, like, hey, being in a relationship is not, you know, all sappy and sweet, really. But... And then he just wrote a new one called Home With My Baby. And it's about being home with his baby.
And that's not out yet?
No, he just wrote that one last tour. So it's pretty cool. So I'm sure it'll be on the next one.
Okay. Well, I will play that song to end the interview with.
Cool.
And... I think that's about it, Gina.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, it sure is hot, and my clothes are sticking to me. There's nothing out here but blowing dust. I can see I got strapped on my back everything I own, but I know it'll be alright when I get back home. The cars keep passing me by, but I really don't care. For 2 weeks now I've been walking this road, living on luck and prayer. Longest that I've been away and gone, but I know it'll be alright when I get back home. Back home, there's good old country cooking, and those I love will be waiting there.
just heard a peal of thunder. Boy, it sure was loud. This is the hardest kind of walk I've ever known. But I know it'll be all right when I get back home.
Nerve to stand there and expect me to believe that you don't want to marry my son for his money?
It's true.
Then what do you want to marry him for?
I want to marry him for your money.
That old Cadillac kept rolling in southern Texas. Counting cars, playing cards, passing time. If you'd signal those big trucks, they might just blow their horn. Riding through Dallas, regretting being born. There's a funeral in Port Arthur. Looks like there's gonna be a storm. That sun had faded fast up in Missouri. Big Daddy kept driving into the night. Up and down the Ozark Hills. Like rabbits on the run. Being poor and being black in 1961. Didn't want to wind up staring down the wrong end of a gun. Southern Texas. And the air is thick as oil, smells like gasoline. By the morning that sun weren't shining anymore. Lock up all the windows and board up all the doors. When that hurricane starts blowing, don't wanna hang around no more. One truck, two gas tanks. Bubba had a monkey on his back. And one truck, two gas tanks, and a rifle rack. Texas. And the man who burned the cross, yet preached the way. Some folks are born to work, some folks are born to rule. That's the kind of history they teach the kids in school. But you can't buy a seat in heaven with 40 acres and a mule. You can't buy a seat in heaven with 40 acres and a mule.
My God, have you ever seen anything more beautiful?
Venice at sunset.
Fine, you go down the Grand Canal, I'll go down on him.
Ooh.
Hard, ain't it hard?
came from California. She came from Carolina. And there ain't nothing that is gonna keep them down. She's been working in the coal mines. She's been working in the corner store. But at night they lay their heads underneath the same moon. Before the devil knows they're dead. Devil knows they're dead. Before the devil knows they're dead, they'll find a way instead. Before the devil knows they're dead, they'll always be together. They're always gonna make it to those dreams that every dreamer longs to hold. Before the devil knows they're dead. Before the devil knows the dead, they'll find a way instead. Before the devil knows the dead. And all at once their worlds collide, finding out the hard way their love will never die. It brings them hope enough. Carry they're dead. Before the devil knows they're dead, find a way instead. Before the devil knows they're dead. Before the devil knows they're dead. Before the devil knows they're dead. Before the devil knows they're dead, they find a way instead. Before the devil knows they're dead.
Hell fucking yes. I am pumped up for next week, folks. I cannot wait to get Jason Punkneck on my show. He is an icon in this underground scene. Yes, he is. And I can't fucking wait. I'm like a little schoolgirl the night before prom, ready to go to the Holiday Inn Express and lose that motherfucking virginity. That's how fucking pumped I am, folks, for real. All right, before we introduce who was on this set, let me just tell you folks this. If you want to call this number, 206-339-8419, and say anything, you can say, Donnie fucking Cash's mother is a dirty fucking slut. I'll play it on my show. So just call that number. And I'll play whatever. You know, if you want to promote your grandmother that likes to pass out hand jobs to underage school children, or you want to promote your fucking business of selling methamphetamines, just call the number, say what you got to say, I'll play it on my show. You know, if you're in a fucking underground band that pretty much sucks dick, but you want to do a little commercial spot / promo spot, call the fucking number and say what you gotta say. 206-339-8419. You wanna call it and say Donnie fucking Cash likes to suck cock at interstate truck stops? Well, fuck. You ain't gotta call that number to say that, cause that's something I enjoy in my spare time. So, fuck all y'all. As long as you're getting paid, you're not queer. So, I'll suck a cock for some money. But I'm strictly heterosexual. Alrighty, friends. Starting off this set was the Hen House Prowlers. And I played this song right here for that little husky fucker that likes to fight cocks when it burns when I pee. The song was called Uncle Bubba. And yes, it was by the Hen House Prowlers. Following that was Jake Labatt's Thanks for the CD, Jake, with Hard to Love What You Kill. Now, I don't agree with that song because, you know, sometimes I love my wife and I could fucking kill her at the snap of a finger. Still love her? I think. I don't quite know. She don't quite fuck me like she used to at Dirty Bitch. Maybe old Dan Dickerdown still fucking her. Ending this set was Don Gallardo with Before the Devil Knows They're Dead. Good song. Yes, it is. Alrighty. Let's get in another set here, shall we? I've done drank all my Colt 45 and high gravity lager. There's no more liquor to drink around the house. Maybe I'll pop a couple of Ambiens. That'll get me good and
pissed.
Yes, sir. Oh, did I forget to tell you?
Fuck you, bitches.
Yeah.
Glass of wine, have many stories but heard none of mine. Embrace the moment, let the time pass by. Can we enjoy the evening without wondering why? Pour me another, yeah, feeling fine. If I could, Lord, I would stop the time. Pour me another, yeah, feeling fine. All I need is a moment of your precious time. Sparks are flying as your lips touch mine. There ain't no turning back now, we just crossed the line. Hope that this feels as good to you. I don't want to play games with us, heart is true. Pour me another, yeah, feeling fine. If I could, Lord, I would stop the time. Pour me another, yeah, feeling fine. All I need is a moment of your precious time. Awake the next morning, the sky's so blue. Sun shines through the window, down onto you. You sleep with a smile on, yeah, I'm smiling too. Since my heart of he's lying here next to you. Pour me another, yeah, feeling fine. If I could, Lord, I would stop the time. Pour me another, yeah, feeling fine. All I need is a moment of your precious time. All I need is a moment of your precious time.
I know very well what you represent. You represent the idiocy of today. You see, you're one of the morons I've been fighting my whole life. My whole fucking life. But guess what? Today, I win.
Friday night.
Who's your best friend?
You are my best friend.
And what did I say to you the very first day of Academy?
That's my bunk, bitch.
I loved you every day, and now I'm leaving.
I can see the sorrow in your eyes. I hope you know a lot more than you're believing. Just so the sun don't hurt you when you cry. Tomorrow we may still be there. And tomorrow we may still be there.
All right, folks. Starting off this set was Light Rail with Pour Me Another. I'm not ashamed or afraid to tell someone, pour me another. That's just how I am. If it's cheap or free, I will drink it as long as it gets me intoxicated. Following that was Six-Time Loser with Natural Born Redneck. And we ended this set with Gram Parsons and my favorite song by Gram Parsons and a song I'm going to dedicate to my friend, Mr. Joey Fuckup. A song for you. Joey Fuckup, if we were in Vermont, I would ask you to marry me. I would pay you in Four Loko, penicillin, and Peter.
Dark, dusty road in West Texas, where a young cowboy thumbed down a ride. Got in the truck with a suitcase and a fiddle and a bag he kept by his side. The farmer could see that this young man was broken by the thunder that pealed in his mind. So he offered his bottle of tequila to the radio to see what he would find. By and by, the young man grew a bit more social, concealing worries in his head. Said he didn't care for the mariachi on the radio. Would he mind if he tuned to something else instead? Black as Bible, and the radio rolled upon his face. He grew still as he fiddled with the dial, tuning signals that came from outer space. Adjusting the mirror, the better to regard him, the farmer asked how far he planned to go. Cowboy asked if he would take him across the border, and after that, he really didn't know. Farmer said, "Evo, I can see that you were troubled by things that I don't think you can outrun. But I will take you far across the border. Kept the silence for another mile, and the cowboy flicked his cigarette outside. Then he took another pull from the bottle while the truth searched for words on which to write. Said, "I fell in love with a girl who played the fiddle, and the way she held the bow
I just knew I had to find her. Take with me the memory of her face. The night was starless as I stood before the lady, tuned in signals that came from outer space. No one could find her on the day she was to marry, and they left the church fearful of the cause. The next day someone found the woman's body, but no one could be sure just who she was. Sometimes when I'm dialing on the radio, I think I hear a fiddle start to play, but I can never tune in the signal, and I never hear what she's trying to say. The farmer said, "Oh, I don't think that you will find her, and this journey will only lead your way to hell. You must go back and stand upon the gallows. I reckon that's what the signal's trying to tell." The police stopped them as they tried to cross at Roma, and he nodded when they read him his rights. And in the truck he left the suitcase and the fiddle, in the bag he'd kept by his side. The farmer took the bag and he looked there inside it, and was struck by the beauty in her face. In the dark with all the sorrow and the horror and the signals that came from outer space.
John Connor. They tried to murder me before I was born. When I was 13, they tried again. Machines from the future. Terminators.
Sunset. you and the family on Friday nights. 10-lane ram on Saturday, right before the morning light. Came a time I was old enough and I learned about the gun. And every night at supper time I answer to what I've done. Hoops today, blood forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. I'm burning hell before I sell my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
In public.
No. What would be a shame is if someone dropped nanorobots in your coffee, got lodged in your colon, and gave you 30 years of diarrhea.
I never will forget you, darling. It makes no difference what you do. Twas jealousy that took you from me, because you thought I was untrue. So keep this note and read it over, and remember when you're blue, there's teardrops in my eyes, my darling. Darling, I thought it best to let you know that no one else can take your place, dear. I found that out so long ago.
That feels mighty nice when you take your teeth out, Papaw. Oh, shit, we're back on the air. Well, folks, starting off this last set was the Pine Box Boys, whom are working on a new album, and I cannot wait to get it. And the song that I played was The Beauty in Her Face. Following that was Hog Jaw with Get Some! And ending this set was a little classic by Texas Ruby, and it was called Teardrops and Empty Arms. Now remember, folks, next week on the White Trash Revival at Section 86, hosted by Donnie fucking Cash, we're going to have Jason Punkneck. Yes, we are. Also, I'd like to thank Wayne Hancock's better half, Gina Galena, for being on my show this evening. Thank you, Gina. I do appreciate it. You folks out there want to send me a message? Hit me up at don@section86.com. Any bands want to send me any music? Anything like that? Do the same. don@section86.com. I will play whatever you motherfuckers send me. That's just how I am. I am a nice guy. Even if you sound like a bowl of fuck, I will still play you. I am just kind-hearted like that. Yes. Well, I think that's going to be it for the show. We're going to end it with the Shivering Denizens with Hump Two Lips. I myself like to hump two lips every once in a while, whether they be on your face or between your legs. I really don't give a fuck, folks, as long as I get mine. So, until next week, I'll see you folks then.
Motherfuckers. Ooh.
I know. I am not a fluffer for gay porn. Who told you that? They fucking lied to you. So what? I did it twice.
She said, hump tulips. And I said, kiss my lips. And she said, the fishing was slow. If I can't kiss your lips, then we can't hump tulips. I'm driving up north to the hoe. Fishing ain't slow. I wanna go home. We got stone in the rain down by the river, where the trees lost their leaves. The air, it feels much like winter. And I'll be right here by your side till the salmon spawns and dies. But you're just here to say goodbye. She got cold like the snow up on Olympus. I got schooled, I got fooled. The bottle came between us. We got drunk in that old shack till we both fell through the cracks. Now there ain't no turn. Kiss my lips. She said that fishing was slow. If I can't kiss your lips, we can hump tulips. I'm driving up north to the hoe. Where fishing ain't slow.
down by the eddy. Was no fight, it's alright, 'cause me and that gal's going steady. Just when things were fine, that girl up and cut my line. That's how she said goodbye. And she said home to lips, and I said kiss my lips. She said that fishing was slow. Can't kiss your lips, and we can hump tulips. Driving up north to the hoe, fishing ain't slow. I wanna go home, fishing ain't slow. No place to go, no place like home.